Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning. This is Sam Andrews, Firearms Monday here. John Moore will not be with us today. I will be carrying the show for the next 2 hours. We'll talk a little bit about prepping. We'll talk a little bit about politics. We'll talk a lot about guns, ammunition, firearms supplies, that type of thing. And John Moore, I believe, is at the Red Pill Expo. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, August 14th, 2023, Firearms Monday. The first thing I'd like to get into today, before anyone starts calling in, is let's talk a little bit about what the average person needs to defend their life, their home, their neighborhood. We see things that devolved in eastern Ukraine. We see things going all around the world, violence. People ask me all the time, why should I have a gun? What on earth would make me want to have a gun? I don't need a gun. These are the things I hear from people all the time out on the street. And I ask them a question. I said, are you aware of how many murders take place every year just in the United States? And they say, no, I don't know the numbers. And I said, well, it's usually between 7 and 10,000 people a year are killed by firearms in a crime-type situation. There are other situations. There's war. There's police, justified police shootings. There's other situations. But mainly, I think you're between about 7 and 10,000 on average. I think 8,000 is the number I see quite often. Well, 8,000 deaths is an absolute tragedy. Where do these deaths actually occur? Well, if you live in the inner city of a larger city, 400,000 or more, you are 9 times more likely to be killed with a firearm in a crime than if you live outside a city with a population of 400,000 or more. 9 times, 900% more likely. Begs the question, what's going on in our large cities and why can't the police stop it? but you are much, much safer if you live in the suburbs or you live outside of a city that has a population, or in a city that has a population smaller than 400,000, or outside of a large city. Your chances of being hurt with a firearm are much less. So why should we carry a gun? Back to the original question. And the answer is very simple. You look over the last 200 years of human existence. There are two sources for the unjust killing of human beings that so far exceed crime with guns, murders with guns. And those two sources are governments. If you add up China, look at what Mao did, you look at what Pol Pot did, you look at what Khrushchev did, look at these governments over the last 100 to 200 years. The murders, the deaths, the unjust killings committed by governments exceed 100 million human beings. That's right, 100 million human beings. Our founding fathers knew this, right? They absolutely understood this, and that's why they put the Second Amendment in place. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When you compare the thousands of deaths from crime to the millions of deaths committed by governments, Second Amendment makes sense to any logical thinking person. It's an important thing to understand, and just puffing your chest out and talking about the Second Amendment and your Second Amendment rights, that's not a terribly convincing argument to people that don't understand. But when you explain to them the millions of deaths committed by rogue governments and tyrannical governments, you contrast that to the few number of criminals with guns, the argument to take away guns because of active shooters or because of crimes in the large cities, that argument literally dissolves when compared to the millions of deaths committed by tyrannical governments, millions of murders. I think that's an important thing to start with. You know, people ask me, why do you do this show, Firearms Monday? And the reason I do it is for that very simple reason. People need to understand that, A, your right to carry a gun is not a constitutional right. It's a God-given right that's enumerated in the Constitution. And B, as soon as the people are disarmed, tyrannical governments can do whatever they want with the citizens. Look at what's happening in Canada right now. They've recently outlawed pistols. You cannot buy a semi-auto pistol in Canada anywhere now. It's now against the law. And they are adding guns to the ban list that you cannot buy on a regular basis in Canada. If we let that sort of thing happen in America, which we will not, but if we did, the whole earth will go into a dark age that shadows, that would just absolutely look, the original dark ages would make that look like child's play, like kindergarten recess. There are very evil forces that want to take over the United States. They want to weaken the United States. They've been attempting to do so for decades. And we're seeing social credit scores, the banking system changed, all of these things changing to minimize the power of the American people to slow down the New World Order. And that's something we need to resist. We need to actively resist. And so strategically, how would a strategic planner like myself look at that sort of thing? I look at it very simply. You must resist. You must figure out where you fit in the battle of good versus evil. And we can generally take all battles, all wars, we can divide the tasks up into three main categories, three large buckets. One would be direct action. Another would be the financing of the war. And the third would be the intelligence gathering aspect of the war. And there are young guys out there that are very skilled with weapons that can handle the direct action side. There are middle-aged men and older men that are in good shape that can handle the direct action side from a defensive perspective in their homes, in their neighborhoods, in their communities. And a lot of people don't fit that mold. But they do fit quite well in the finance side, like John Hancock. Anyone who knows about our founding father, John Hancock, he was a businessman. He wasn't an athlete. He wasn't a blue-collar worker. He was a wealthy businessman. He had four ships. He had a mansion. Of course, the British took his mansion from him. And that was the day he decided to get involved in the American Revolution. It took him a little bit to convince the other founding fathers he could be trusted. But when he put his money on the line, when he put his ships in the service of protecting this country, people started to believe in him. And honestly, he played a huge role in funding the early part of the revolution. It's a fantastic story, understanding this guy's transformation from being a British supporter to being a full-on supporter of the American Revolution. I suggest you read about him and understand his path. Had he not gotten in the fight when he did, there would have been a lot of good Americans killed by the British that actually were well-funded, well-armed, and survived, thanks to John Hancock. But looking at yourself, looking in the mirror, saying, where do I fit in? Am I a direct action person? Am I an intelligence gatherer? Am I someone who can help finance the resistance to this evil takeover of the United States? That's a primary question. That's a foundational question. Every American, if they care about freedom, if they want to preserve freedom in the United States, that's a question that needs to be asked and needs to be answered. And it's important that people answer these questions about themselves and they not put it off any longer than they already have. It's a difficult question. What do I want to do? People are generally quite selfish. They're quite inwardly focused. They're busy raising their family. They're paying the mortgage. They're paying their taxes. They're raising their kids. They're feeding their kids. But honestly, if you take a hard look at your own life, it's not that difficult to prioritize and to figure out what you can and cannot do to help resist the takeover and destruction of freedom in the United States. I started a company with three partners called the Freedom Center, and we created the Freedom Center for the sole purpose of teaching and transferring knowledge and skills to preserve freedom in the United States. And we do training on several levels. We do training in firearms and defensive training with firearms. We do precision long-range shooting training for long-range hunters and for people that want to learn the tactical side of long-range shooting. We do basic handgun, basic rifle tactical courses. We do a lot of advanced training. We do first aid training. We have, in October, we have a Stop Junction Bleeds course. It's a one-day course. If you're an adult or you have a teenager that you'd like to bring along that wants to learn how to save a life, there's an impalement, an injury, a car accident, a gunshot wound, any type of thing that would cause serious bleeding, this type of course is absolutely critical to have this knowledge. It's the difference between living and dying for the person that's injured if someone has this knowledge on them. I hope to have Jake call in at the top of the second hour. He's one of the instructors for the Junction Bleed course, and we'll talk to him in some detail if he gets a chance to call in today. We also have a Combat Medic Level 1 course, October 14th and 15th. We have a second Junction Bleed course, one-day course, October 13th. So we're doing training in a number of different lanes. It's an interesting thing to be trained at the level our instructors train people. We are not the NRA. We do not do the typical NRA training. We do not do the law enforcement or basic military culture type training. When you come to the Freedom Center and train, you will be taught by an instructor who's well-versed in what we call Tier 1 asset firearm skills. If you've never worked for the military, you don't know what a Tier 1 asset is. Think of guys like SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team 5, SEAL Teams 1 and 2, SEAL Teams 10. These types of guys, CAG, Combat Applications Group, are the guys you think of as Delta Force in the Army. These are Tier 1 asset level people. They have a completely different culture and a completely different set of skills for doing battle with firearms. And we're not big at the Freedom Center on the typical law enforcement training regimen. We're not big on the standard U.S. Army or Marine Corps training regimen. We like to go straight to the Tier 1 asset level skills. We want to teach you how to use your firearm like a Tier 1 professional. And that starts with learning balance, learning how to manipulate the gun, learning trigger reset and trigger control, learning how to do a speed reload to keep the gun in the fight, learning to fire multiple shots with balance. All of these things are taught in the basic course, different positions. Then we follow that course up with something called an Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle course. And this is a three-day course where you learn all kinds of different skills. We're trying to patch a lot of holes in this course for civilians that have never been in a gunfight or for law enforcement officers that spend a lot of time in their vehicles. And we learn how to use vehicles for cover. We learn how to shoot from the inside of a vehicle through glass and actually hit a target. It's an interesting thing looking at the students' faces when they shoot through a windshield. They're sitting in a vehicle, in the driver's side or in the passenger side. Someone approaches their vehicle with a rifle, and you've got to fire to defend yourself. You're literally being threatened in that scenario. And you've got to fire through a laminated windshield of a vehicle and actually hit the target. Most people believe when they shoot from inside the vehicle because of the rake of the windshield that the bullet will deflect and go down. It actually does the exact opposite. If there's a guy with his knees on the bumper, your front bumper of your truck or your car, and you shoot through your windshield to defend yourself, that handgun bullet will go up 2 to 3 to 4 feet above where you were aiming. It's very counterintuitive. Until you go through that training experience, it's hard to believe how much a handgun bullet will actually jump. So, of course, we train our students to aim between the belt buckle and the crotch of the threat. And hopefully they have a chance with the first shot to hit the threat and end the threat. If the person's wearing body armor and that bullet hits high in the chest, the follow-up round, second, third, and fourth shot, will all go into the pelvic girdle and will fold that person over and take them out of the fight. But these are the types of things that we do in the Enhanced Urban Vehicle class. We shoot over your head, put you behind a 30-foot thick berm, fire different rifles and handguns over your head so you learn to recognize both the sound of the bullet's flight. It's a supersonic crack or a subsonic whirring sound going past your head, or a buzzing sound if the bullet's tumbling. But you learn to recognize the difference between being shot at with a rifle, being shot at with a pistol, and being shot at with a very big sniper rifle. It's a very interesting exercise to go through. The students love that. And then we start working extensively on how to use cover like a professional. So the shape of the cover that you're provided will determine, literally determine, the type of position that you take from behind that cover. You want to minimize your signature and increase your chances of making hits on any threats on the other side of cover. And we're coming up on a break now, so we'll wind this up, and then we'll talk a little bit more about equipment after the break. See you on the other side of the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Okay, we're back. Firearms Monday here with Sam Andrews. I think John is possibly at the Red Pill Expo, not sure. I've got the show here by myself today. The call-in number, if you have a question about firearms, reloading, ammunition, anything related to modern firearms, tactical weapons, sights, scopes, thermal, you can call 512-248-8252. Ask your question on the air live. It's a great thing to call in and ask a question. It saves me a lot of time during the week. I field about 70 phone calls a day, firearms related, training related. So if you have a question, don't hesitate to call in. It's great for other people to hear your question. If you have a question, there's probably 10 or 100 other people that have the same exact question. 512-248-8252. Call in to RBN and get your question on the air live. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about training, talking about what we do at the Freedom Center and why we do it. We have some training coming up in September. We've got the Introduction to Precision 1,000-Yard Shooting course on September 16th and 17th. There are three openings in that class. That would be September 16th to 17th. It's a two-day $500 course. You will be hitting targets at 100, 300, 500, 600, 800, and 1,000 yards. In that course, you'll be mapping the trajectory of your long-range weapon system. You'll need a scope with an MOA reticle, preferably second focal plane. You'll need some very accurate ammo and a weapon system that is supersonic to 1,000 yards. 308 will get there with the right ammunition. There are better cartridges out there these days for long-range shooting. A very popular cartridge right now is the 6.5 PRC. It shoots a 6.5 bullet. Hits with about 500-600 foot-pounds more energy than a 308 at 1,000 yards, but more importantly, has a lot less wind deflection. If you're looking at purchasing a long-range weapon system, a 6.5 PRC, it's an excellent choice. There's a lot of good factory-made rifles that are reasonably priced. My company, Tier 1 Weapon Systems, builds custom long-range rifles. I've got a backlog of about 17 rifles to build right now. Looks like we have Leonard in Montana. Leonard, can you hear me?
Hi, Sam. I just had a quick question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Been looking at getting a Barrett rifle, you know, 50 caliber, and just looking for your opinion on going with the M82A1 versus the newer 107A1.
Yeah, so you're looking for a semi-auto Barrett in, I take it, 50 BMG, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a huge fan of the Barrett. I've trained a lot of men on the Barrett. Of course, my real expertise that I offer DOD is ultra long range, what we call hard target interdiction with 50 cals. And I have a lot of experience on the 50. I think if I were going to 50 cal today, I think I would order a Serbu. They're about three times as accurate as the Barrett. Probably save you $3,000 to $4,000. Better barrel technology, better semi-auto action. If you go to Freedom Center page on Facebook, I don't know if you access that or not, but if you can, I've got a video there on the Freedom Center USA Facebook page of a guy firing a Serbu 50 cal at night with a suppressor on. Yeah, it's a very interesting video. You get an idea of the recoil signature of the Serbu, which is very light. The guy shooting, it's about 5'7", weighs about 155 pounds. And I guess the biggest advantage of the Serbu over the Barrett is likely that the accuracy is so much better. Now, do you have to have a semi-auto, or are you considering a bolt as well?
I was thinking about either, but probably leaning towards the semi-auto.
Well, the semi-auto Barrett has the advantage of less recoil. So if you were a real little guy, you know, weighed 150, 170 pounds, something like that, the semi-autos are probably the way to go. If you're a bigger guy, you know, I'm 6'4", I weigh about 220, right? When I shoot a semi-auto, it moves me 4 inches rearward when I'm laying prone on the ground. And I'm a fairly big guy. And we're on a break. Hang on. We'll talk a little bit more about 50 cals after the break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we are back. Firearms Monday, August 14th, 2023. We've got Leonard on the line talking a little bit about 50 cals. Leonard, are you buying a 50 cal to play with for fun, or are you looking for some long-range capability? What's the end game here? What are you really looking for?
I was looking for the anti-material type capability.
What range, when you say anti-material, what range are you thinking about? Are you thinking 100 to 500 yards or 600 to 2,000 yards? What type of terrain do you live in? What makes sense to you?
That is 600 to 2,000.
Okay. Knowing that you're looking at the longer side of the 50 cal's capability, I would have to recommend a gun that's probably half to a third of the price of a Barrett. And it's called an Armalite AR-50. If you can get the AR-1 version with a 3-inch longer barrel, the accuracy is fantastic. But more importantly, you can take that action out of the stock and you can put a Joule trigger on it. If you're not familiar with what a Joule trigger is, a typical 50 cal come with a 4 to 6 pound trigger. The triggers are terrible on these weapon systems, which makes them really difficult to shoot at long range precisely. But Armalite does a great job on their barrels, and they make an action that accepts a Joule trigger. A Joule trigger is like a competition trigger. It's a three-lever design. You can dial it all the way down to 4 ounces. Now, I wouldn't put a 50 cal trigger down there, but I'd put it down there just under a pound, right? And now you've got a 50 cal that is 4 to 5 times more accurate at 1,500 yards than the Barretts that you mentioned. So if the long range game is really kind of the direction you're going, I would go with an Armalite AR-50. I'd put a Joule trigger on it. I'd put a really good Night Force ATAC-R 5 to 25 or 7 to 35 with an MOAR reticle. And I can tell you the performance of that weapon system will far exceed what you can do with a Barrett.
Okay. That was my other question for you, actually, was I have an ATAC 5 to 25 on a Lapua, and I was wondering if it was worth going up to that 7 to 35 for doing on a 50 caliber like that.
Yeah, and in that question, I would not go to this. Me personally, I have very good vision. I don't need the 35 power. It doesn't gain you a whole lot, and the reticle is a little more confusing. I have 5 to 25 ATAC-Rs on all my long-range weapon system. It allows me to collimate thermal. It's very difficult to collimate thermal with 7 power. Most thermals will not accommodate that low power. So, yeah, I would stick with the 5 to 25, second focal plane, MOAR reticle, so you have very small increments, fine hold points, and I think you'll be good to go.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Leonard, thanks for the call. We have Rattle Bones in Colorado. Rattle, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, sir. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Top of the morning to you. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Always a pleasure to listen to your show, and I'm thrilled that you've answered my phone call rather than I was going to try to call last week. Okay, my honey and I have 9mm Springfield Armory Hellcats. She depends on me for teaching, even though we have spent $50 a month going to our local membership shooting center. I'm finding I'm pulling back from my desire even to practice anymore, and I'm at really a lull, which is really a bothersome thing for me. The focus of this call, sir, would be it's a daunting task for us to go to, say, Sportsman's Warehouse. And the idea here is to try to find a qualifying holster so we can take your basic class.
Right.
They're always willing to sell $40 to $80 leather, and I go, I can't stand this cant of the CANT that cants the stinking pistol forward. I got a shoulder thing with rotator cuff injury, which was repaired, but it makes no sense that these guns are so canted forward that they're almost looking like, well, you can shoot backward. What I have is embarrassing to say, but I can only do this because I can learn. I have, you know, these abdominal back braces that people wear when they're lifting stuff. I have one of those, and I put the carrier of the gun, the holster part, to my left. I'm right-handed dominant, and it seems more natural to me that I can reach it. I would like to rotate that a little bit more horizontal. But again, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. She depends on me. We'd like to go to your place, but
tell me where are you at financially? Are you living paycheck to paycheck, or do you have a little margin where you can buy a quality holster?
I we can buy what we need that's durable, dependable, and worth the money. Yes.
Well, yeah. Let me give you a recommendation. A company called G is in golf, right? G Code. They make a 2-inch drop holster for most common weapons. I'm sure they'll make one for your pistol. And if you can get a G-Code 2-inch drop leg system, that you could just run any belt through, or you can use it with a battle belt. It's very flexible. But that has been the most successful design used at our training facility. And we see all kinds of equipment come in. Mm-hmm. But the G-code with the 2-inch drop, that system, and even for women, the leg strap, you know, women have a little taper to their hips. So when they draw a pistol, or they draw, or if a guy's trying to draw a magazine, right, and it's tight, or draw his pistol, and the belt wants to ride up their body instead of get a clean, crisp draw, that G-code 2-inch drop system with the leg strap solves all those problems. I'd highly recommend you take a look at that.
I know that you understand the daunting task that we're about.
Oh, yeah, I get it. But, yeah, it's worth it to get the right type of holster because you want to, there's a couple requirements for holsters, right? You want to make sure the trigger guard is completely covered so the holster's safe. And you want to make sure that it gets a very crisp, clean draw but retains the pistol, doesn't let it fall out if you're running or you have to roll over or do a somersault or what, you know, whatever happens, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want the pistol just falling out on the ground. You don't want to lose the pistol or lose control of it, right? So you got to have the trigger and trigger guard completely covered. You got to be able to get a crisp draw and still retain the holster. These G-code 2-inch drop systems, they just work. I'd highly recommend you take a look at one.
I will most certainly do so. But again, the other question is, these holsters appear to be canted forward. The holster is more forward. I mean, the handle is more
forward.
Well,
the G-codes aren't. The G-codes are straight up. They're a straight-up draw. You'll like it. And being in that 2-inch drop position will definitely help your shoulder.
And I can wear it on the left side of my appendix, right?
I wouldn't. You could, but I wouldn't. I'd wear it on this. I'd wear it on the strong side because once you drop it a few inches, you have a lot more mechanical advantage to draw with, and you may not have a problem. I'd try it there first, but you can rotate it on the disc completely horizontal if you want to. It allows you to change the angle, so you have a lot of options. Take a look at that and give us a call back.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, Rattlebones, have a great week.
Thank you, partner.
Thanks for the call. We've got John in New York on the line. John, are you with us?
Hello.
Hey, John. What's your question or comment?
Yes, sir. How are you today? This is John Meeks, and I probably should wait until tomorrow maybe to talk to Leon. I buy all my oils from Leon, and I've been trying to get a hold of him at 303-495-2188 Mountain Time for 2 weeks, and I can't get him to answer or call back.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a current number for Leon, but call in tomorrow, and I'm sure they'll help you out.
I'll do that, and thank you for your program. I like your program. Wonderful. You're doing
thank
a good
you.
Job. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You, John.
God bless.
I appreciate you, brother. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Okay.
You all.
Next call, we have Lady J in Missouri.
Good morning. I have a couple of comments to make. First of all, I want to say, what I appreciate is your name is Sam. You were born on the 4th of July, made in America, and you lead Freedom Center USA.
Well,
so my
thank
other
you.
Comment is I just want to tell the folks listening why I have come to appreciate my Second Amendment rights to own a gun. I want to tell you guys that my 84-year-old mother and I were arm robbed twice. In Ecuador. Ecuadorians from the Quechua community used our sledgehammer and two pickaxes to literally break the cement block wall through and enter our house. They rifled through our house and took just about everything of value. After they had tied us by our wrists and our ankles, we were sitting on my mother's bed. I managed to break loose, and when they saw that, they came, one of the men came in, retied me up, beat me in my face and head and my body with a wooden roller pin, slapped my mother up against her face with her CD player, dragged me across my bed by my hair, and put his finger in me twice while he smiled. So the police took about an hour or more to get there because I was holding the receiver of the phone up after I called 911 before they completely broke through the wall in our house. And I was told later that the police purposely don't come for about an hour down there in Ecuador because they don't want to get shot. So I have learned from those experiences, as well as things that are going on in this country, the importance of being able to have a gun to defend yourself with. The thieves and the robbers, they all have guns, so good people like me and you and others, we need guns. So those were my comments that I wanted to make, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, that is a fantastic call, and I thank you for sharing those difficult moments of your life. That had to be a horrific thing to go through, but there's a number of lessons in that statement for people. One is, anyone could be a victim. Doesn't matter if you're alone or if you're with another person, you can still be victimized. The second thing is, you are your own first responder. That's probably the hardest thing for liberals to get a grasp on, is that the police are not going to be there when you're attacked. Your attacker picks the time and place that you're attacked. You don't get to pick that. The police don't get to pick that. The primary aggressor slash attacker picks the time and the moment that you are attacked, and they will not pick a time when there is a policeman nearby. So the truth of 99.999% of these situations that were just described to you is that you are your only first responder. There will be no police there to help you. And I guess the third point that Lady J brought up, which I so believe in, is that you have a God-given right to protect yourself. God wants the good parts of his creation to live and the evil parts to go away. And I know we're coming up on a break here, but what a fantastic call, a very difficult call to make. Thank you, Lady J, for sharing that information. Just short on the break here, I can tell you that my first wife's sister was attacked at 1 o'clock in the morning, walking from her car to her apartment. Her boyfriend was right next to her. This was in Fort Myers, Florida. Two guys attacked them at gunpoint. He was a concealed carry holder. He drew his pistol and fired. The perp fired at him. The second perp ran off. He was killed. But the truth is that she lived, and he probably saved her life. And there's just absolutely no doubt that every able-bodied American should be carrying a weapon and should know how to defend themselves. And we should be just on top of the commercial break right here. I don't see anybody on the line. We do have a number you can call in. If you have a question to ask on the show, you can ask it live. You could call in. The number is 512-248-8252. The Liberty Man is not with us today. It's just Sam Andrews here on Firearms Monday this morning. John, I believe, is headed to the Red Pill Expo, if he's not already there. I would highly recommend that you go to John's website, thelibertyman.com. He does a great job, has some wonderful products for sale. He has a great section on his website called the Latest Intelligence Briefing. It's open source intelligent. If you go to thelibertyman.com, you can read that on a regular basis. Excellent information. We have a number of students that are RBN listeners that train at the Freedom Center, and I can tell you the three things that they brag about that John Moore has for sale on thelibertyman.com. They brag about the Generation 2 rocket heater. They brag about the Harvestrite freeze dryers, and they brag about that energy cleaner. They say that energy cleaner makes a huge difference in how their body feels. So if you're interested in those products, don't hesitate to go to thelibertyman.com. His phone number at thelibertyman.com, 314-965-3007. We should be just about at the break right now. After the break, we'll talk a little bit about what kind of firearms will work for people and what should you be doing if you're not ready to go. If you don't have things taken care of, and you're just learning or just understanding what needs to be done, we'll go over some fundamental things after the break and give you some details. I get a lot of questions on AR-15s. And I got to tell you, the AR-15 is a fantastic weapon system for home defense. It shoots a very small, if you buy the right ammo, a very frangible bullet. And it's a matter of picking the right type of AR-15, getting a good trigger in it, getting ambidextrous controls on it, and then, of course, buying ammo that's effective and safe for the people in your house. And we'll talk more about that after the break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return.
We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Okay, we are back. Firearms Monday on RBN. The Liberty Man, John Moore, is at the Red Pill Expo, I believe. He's not with us today. It's just Sam Andrews here, manager of the Freedom Center. And it looks like we've got a caller in, Ted from Hawaii. Ted, can you hear me now?
Yeah, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling you from Hawaii, where it's about 3:45 in the morning, but it's worth it to listen to you. And I've been listening. I know you plan on talking about the AR-15. I am, of course, calling from Hawaii. I'm on Oahu, but we all know the situation on Maui. But I wanted to mention, you know, the AR-15 is probably by and far the most popular rifle in Hawaii. There's a lot of sport hunters in Hawaii. We have a lot of wild pig here and also deer on the island Molokai. But the AR-15 is a very popular hunting rifle and sport rifle. It's very useful. I mean, you know, it's so much criticized and being attacked, and the government's trying to take it away. But I know you plan to talk about the AR-15, but I also like to ask you, though, I mean, since we know now that this whole situation in Maui is a grid-down scenario, could you give us a little basic primer on how we could prep if we're just starting out or prepping 101 for an eventuality of something like that in our life, a grid-down scenario?
Right.
And, I mean, I'm a Christian minister. I plan to go over there to Maui and minister. What would you take with you if you were going over there, if you had to plan to live on the ground and, you know, live to support yourself? What are some of the basics? I really would like to know. How do we start? And where do we go with our basic prepping?
Well, those are fantastic questions. We'll be on a break here in about a minute and a half, but Ted, I'm gonna defer, if you don't mind, the answer to that question. While we have a minute or two, could you give us an update of what's actually happened over there? Oh, we're at the break. Hang on,
sure.
We'll be right back after the top of the hour break.
Sure.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.